Today we're clearing up two words that sound almost identical, get used almost interchangeably, and actually mean very different things. Pre-qualified and pre-approved. Knowing the difference can be the reason you win a house instead of losing it. So this one's short, but it matters. Let's start with pre-qualified. Getting pre-qualified is the quick, casual first step. You tell a lender some basic information about yourself, roughly what you earn, what you owe, what you've got saved. They take that information at face value, run some quick math, and give you a ballpark estimate of what you might be able to borrow. Notice the soft words there. Estimate, might, ballpark. That's because nobody has actually verified anything yet. It's a useful gut check. It's a great way to start. But it's an opinion based on what you said, not proof. Now pre-approved. This is the serious one. To get pre-approved, the lender actually digs in. They collect real documentation, things like your income, your assets, and your credit, and they verify it. Then they issue a letter stating that they're prepared to lend you up to a specific amount based on evidence they've checked. A pre-approval is a much stronger statement. It says, "We've looked under the hood, and this buyer is the real deal." So why does this distinction matter so much in the real world? Two big reasons. First, it tells you your real number. A pre-approval is grounded in verified facts, so you can shop with genuine confidence instead of a rough guess that might fall apart later. Second, and this is the big one, sellers take pre-approval seriously. Picture a seller with two offers on the table. One buyer is just pre-qualified, the other is pre-approved with a letter from a lender. The pre-approved buyer looks safer, more certain to actually close the deal. In a competitive situation, that can be the edge that wins the home. A pre-qualification might get a polite nod. A pre-approval gets you taken seriously. Here's the practical takeaway. Pre-qualifying early is a smart, low-pressure way to get oriented. Do it whenever you start daydreaming about buying. But before you go out and actually make offers on real houses, you want to be pre-approved. Don't show up to the game with just an estimate in your pocket when the other players are bringing proof. And one gentle reminder from our earlier episode on credit. Once you're pre-approved, don't rock the boat. Don't go finance a new car or open new credit cards before closing. Big financial moves can change the very numbers your approval was based on. Keep things steady until you've got the keys. Next episode, we'll walk through what actually happens after that. The mortgage application itself, and the pile of documents you'll be asked to gather. I'll help you get ahead of it so it feels organized instead of overwhelming.